Lee David, Calvin Air, WPT Empress Palace, Palace of Dreams, Day 2 in the Twilight Zone, and with Dominic Nish, defending champion, with a big chip stack. Get in there, and yeah, how's it going?
It's really good. I have 300,000, which is, I have no idea how many times the average, but I'm doing great. It's probably like 2.5 times the average, and there's 40-something players left. So I like my chances, you know, this is awesome. I'm having so much fun.
Everything's going right for you, because, you know, people who come back to where they've done really well always do really well.
And I don't think that's how it works, no. And I came back to Vegas this year, that's not how it worked.
No. Oh, right.
I got destroyed, yeah.
But, so, but you did well when you went to
Cyprus,
Paris,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, Paris. That worked. But like, when I went to Vegas, I got destroyed, so, no, I don't know. It would be nice to win this, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Making a little bit of history. You've just moved home. You've chosen one of the coldest places in the world, Edinburgh. Why?
Good question. A lot of people ask me that. Every time I tell them that I moved to Edinburgh, they're like, why? Truth is, it's actually a really nice place. I have a lot of friends there. And yeah, that's actually kind of why I kind of needed a change of place. Like, I was staying with Manik in London, and Manik moved to Vienna with his girlfriend, so that kind of left me there, and I was just like, oh man, if he's gone, then I don't really want to stay anymore, because we were kind of far out, there was not much to do. So then I'd just be there by myself, mostly, and be rather boring. So then, like, my good friend Andrew Tang asked me if I want to move in with him, and I was like, yeah, sure, let's do this. So now I'm there. I actually just moved, like, 3 days ago, and I don't know what else to say. I just got in, really, so we'll see how I like it.
Online grinding is a pretty lonely pastime, or can be a lonely pastime. I mean, are you the type of person who likes to be on your own, or do you need company?
I guess it depends. Like, sometimes I want this, sometimes I want that. Like, all in all, I like people around me, because, you know, it's just fun, you know. I came here because Melanie and Rupert were here, because if they didn't decide to go, I wouldn't even be coming here, because, you know, I didn't want to be here by myself again. So, yeah, I guess I like having people around. The people I know, people I can have fun with, you know, people I can do things that are not just poker-related. Like, we went to a really nice restaurant here, that was awesome. Yeah, and I just like to relax and hang out. I mean, I play so much poker that I really just want to do, like, something that's not poker-related all day, you know? That's fun.
I often look at you and think inside your head is just nothing but cards and chips and... Yeah. What do you do outside of poker, Dom?
What do I do outside... Oh, that's a good
Apart
one.
Apart from eating in top fancy restaurants.
Oh, man, I like to do that. I spend a lot of time in airports, just traveling around.
What did you do when you was a kid?
What did I do when I was a kid?
I know you're still a kid, but before, when you was a younger kid.
When I was a younger kid, I played... When I was really young, I played, like, card games, you know, with my parents. And then when I got older, I played video games, because I was always really terrible at sports. And I kind of just hated losing, so I just, you know, I was bad at this, so I didn't do it. And then, yeah, played video games, and then at some point I picked up poker, which was kind of like a video game to me at the time. So that's what I did, yeah.
What about school? Was you a SWAT in school?
What, sorry?
Was you an A-grade student?
Absolutely not, no.
No.
But, you know, I somehow made it through, and which also has a lot to do with me just playing poker from, like, early on, you know, when I was still in high school when I started. And truth be told, I just really didn't care very much in the end, because I was making fine money playing poker. So, yeah, I was never a really good student, but I kind of passed, and I got by.
And what I was asking Melanie the other day, she's been eating out a lot of places. We did a little piece together. What's your favorite restaurant?
Noma in Copenhagen.
Definitely Noma?
Yes.
Did you go to Fat Duck as well?
I did go to Fat Duck as well, yeah.
What pushed Noma ahead of Fat Duck?
Noma's just, like, very special, you know? It's just, like, that kind of food that you don't eat anywhere else. It's, like, very Nordic type food that you can only eat at Noma. There's very few places that are like that. And Fat Duck, well, it's really great, and it's, you know, like, but the kind of stuff you get there, you get that at some other places as well. So I guess Noma's the best, just because it's so different.
Okay, Dom, well, you've only got a couple of minutes left, so
yeah.
Thanks for chatting to us.
Just
take care.
No worries.